At the Bologna International Children's Book Fair this past spring, Susan Robb spoke with Patsy Aldana from Canada, the current president of the International Board of Books for Young People, or IBBY, about IBBY's current initiatives for bringing books to children in crisis.
We realize that we really are capable of providing help and support to children who are in terrible crisis, who've lost everything. A lot of agencies come and give them help, but nobody thinks of bringing them books. And we do believe that from the very first moment of a crisis, a book can change your life, and that you need food and shelter, but you also need some spiritual sustenance. You need to be able to understand your own experience. You need to be able to find a way to express what it is that's happened to you, and you need some comfort, which being read to and having stories told to you can provide.
Now, can you give me some examples of what's being done and what's on the horizon?
We have a project right now in southern Lebanon amongst the children that were bombed last summer, and that is a project that's in schools in Lebanon. Southern Lebanon, it is a project that involves bringing books in Arabic to those children, storytelling, theater, and it's about conflict resolution, ways to solve issues between people without going to war. That is the essence of that project. We have a project in Gaza that's just getting underway, which is funded by the Patterson Family Private Foundation, which is Catherine Patterson, who is one of the most generous IBBY members in the world. That is a project working, we're putting community libraries in Gaza. The children in Gaza have probably one of the worst conditions of living of anyone in the world. They're totally isolated and cut off from the rest of the world. So we're bringing them books, and then we're training people in Gaza in working with books and children so that they actually can use these books to the best to help these children try and understand what's going on. One of the problems with people who are in crisis is they find it very hard to talk about or understand what's happened to them. They don't, often they're separated from their parents. They may have lost their parents. They may have lost absolutely everything. And to be able to express, as we all know, if you can talk about what's happened to you and understand it in some way, it helps you to reintegrate yourself into the world instead of just being a disaster case who has no way of coping or of moving on into a productive adult life.